Hello.
Happy New Year.
Is it?
Well, it seems silly to just say New Year.
Yeah, New Year. My dogs and my bird have been watching CNN.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it keeps them quiet, oddly enough. Like I have my dad's African Grey. She's sitting next to the she has a cage next to the TV. But so I have CNN on. It used to be South Park, but I was afraid that she might start saying, "Oh my God, they killed Kenny," which oddly enough would be hilarious if she
It
starts
would have been
saying that.
hilarious,
Yeah.
yes.
But you gotta respect my authority.
Right. That would have been hilarious. I think the respect my authority would have been the best.
She says some things I don't even know what they are. There's a few things that she said that's fairly clear that Coco wants a peanut, Coco wants a cracker, Coco's a pretty bird, and a few other things. But then there's some things that we keep saying that she's dialing into the mothership because it's just like it sounds like a drain gargling. It's like, what is that supposed to be exactly? What are you trying to say?
What
Like,
exactly
what
is
were you
happening?
listening to? But yeah. So
Nice.
yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, she's there watching CNN, and my one dog is laying on the couch and the other dog is laying on the bed on the floor, so it's keeping them occupied.
Nice. Nice.
How's everyone else doing?
Not too bad. Hi, Cornelia. Nice to see you. Welcome back, Amelia. Hope you had a good
And
break.
yeah, it was good.
Nice.
Took a couple weeks.
It's always good. And then you come back and nobody's been working, so there's not like 400 emails.
Yeah, I think I had maybe five new
Nice.
emails while I was out. Yeah, it was
Nice.
great.
Awesome.
That's the one thing I'm bad about is when I take off, I still keep an eye on my email just in case anything important comes through.
I
But
don't. I turn it
well,
off.
there's
Nothing's
another
that
reason.
important.
There's another reason. I get a lot of junk every single day, like just junk
Yeah.
that needs to be deleted. So I'll go through and delete all that, and anything that looks like it's important, I'll read the first two test sentences, or I'll filter like, okay, this is from my supervisor, this is from the AUL. I probably need to look at these quick. And then everything else just stays unread, so I can drop my inbox from like 100, 200 when I come back down to five. So,
Yes, that's nice. That is nice.
and
All
everyone is Europe.
right.
Like, you Americans are crazy.
Yes, crazy. Yes. All right. Cornelia, I'm going to ask you an administrative question that, since there's only five of us on the call, when I turn on. When you open a meeting, do you have to start captions to actually have them, or is it defaulting to capturing captions?
I'm not sure.
Because one time I went to do the transcript and there was no transcript, and I was like, well, I thought captions were automatically just like recording is automatically happening, but you don't know either. Okay. I have no
It
idea.
might have changed. It might have changed at some time.
They might have just defaulted to having them on.
Yes.
That might be. Okay, well, they're on now. So we are going to get started. Today is our day to look at tickets. I have, we're going to pick up where we left off with the Vega tickets. And since the new year, I've also received from Kalila a list of all of the resource access tickets that are not assigned to a team. And so once we get through these, we should have sort of be able to put sort of brackets around what all of our the scope is. And then we are going to pivot to figuring out how to prioritize so that we can then start actually fleshing out some of these tickets. So that's the kind of big picture plan. I'm hoping it will not take all year and we will get through it.
How many are there on Kalila's list?
There were like 100 something. I mean, some of these that say resource access are not like they're sort of like all the Library of Congress ones. Like those are not really ours, even though they're assigned to one of our the teams that we're looking at. So I'm not entirely sure. But right now we are up to ticket 5412 on the spreadsheet. So the if you want to follow along at home, here is the link. I'm not going to chat with AI companion. Thank you, Zoom and AI overlords.
It may give you some interesting comments if you do.
Yeah, perhaps. All right, so this is today's agenda. It has links to the Vega ticket link that I'm going to be using, and then also the spreadsheet that Cornelia will be updating in real time. All right, so I am going to find my place, and then I'll share my screen here. What did
I
I
have
say? Fit.
trouble finding it. It seems a different order now, suddenly.
Are they in a different order? Descending. I don't know. I might need to reload my link. 54. There's other ones in here.
Because in the spreadsheet, the 54 12 is between some others that are have 42 and 43, so I'm not sure how that happened.
I don't know either. Well, I didn't resort the spreadsheet. Those seem. Oh, yeah, they're in sort of a weird. Why are they in such a weird order?
But the link to the filter is. Isn't some they are in some strange order as well.
No, you're right. Well, they're in the order. Like I spit them out from the filter, but it was months ago now that I spit out the list to add to the spreadsheet. So, yeah, where is 5412? I can't even find it. I found it at one point. What does it come after? I guess that's the question. 42. Oh, it comes after 4240. It's really a long time
I
ago.
can't find it either. It's all. Oh
It's a mess.
no! Oh no! I'm in the. We are in the. This. No. This is a wrong filter. No, it isn't. I don't know.
All right, I'm just going to search for that particular
So,
one and see where it is.
yeah.
Because maybe it got closed or something. Because if something changed about it, it wouldn't still show up in our list. Well, it still says that it is in our. It still says it's in our list because it's still assigned to Vega. So it should be in this spreadsheet. I mean, in this, all the tickets. All right, I'll reopen the ticket window, see if I can find it. When in doubt, start from the beginning. So we have 166 on this list. But I'm wondering. Oh, I think. I removed the date. Right? Development team resolution. No, is this the entire list? I feel like it. may not be the entire list, but I can't. Sorry, folks, I might have to just look these up one at a time because we have them on the list, but. Oh, wait, no, we have
I
newer
think,
ones.
yeah,
We have
I
newer
think
ones.
this
I
is,
think I just
yeah.
changed, I removed the, I should change the name of it because I did change the definition of it. They're not old anymore, or they're not more
Yeah.
than.
But I think there are the numbers correct. We should have about 166.
166, okay.
We because on a spreadsheet there are tickets that are closed. Yeah. Should match.
Right, once they got closed, they would no longer be on this list. I'm just having trouble finding my place in the list.
Yeah, I found it. So it's the same order. Still the
Okay.
same order as in the spreadsheet. So it is
I don't know why
there.
it got all messed up. I guess my computer has been reopening it. It didn't like it. Okay. Sorry. I think we're in business now. We're up to 5412 user manual block by loan type. So let's me find my share my screen. To make sure I'm sharing the right one. How does that look? Can you see that okay? Is it big enough?
Yes.
Okay. One thing that changed, you'll notice on the right-hand side over the break or at some point during the break when I got back, they decided to remove the individual P1, P2, whatever, or maybe they weren't even, I can't remember if they were P's, but whatever. The priority order of the original implementers, which occasionally we would go back to, but for the most part, just cluttered the entire screen. So those are now gone. And if they anybody needed one, they said we could ask to get them before, I don't know, January 11th or something. I don't think that information is super dated. Like five colleges, my institutions are part of that. And it was so long ago that none of that is really relevant today. So that's
So,
just an
sorry
FYI.
to interrupt. Where did you get that information?
Good question. Slack? Slack somewhere? Where was it? Did you see it, Tom? Circulation POs? RA? I mean, SIG conveners, maybe? Did
Never
anyone
heard
else
of
see it, or did I imagine it that they took away the individual rankings by individual institutions?
Oh yeah, it was
Wasn't
it might have been
convener.
the PO channel. It was Stephanie Buck who said something, but I believe it was in the PO channel. They said because she said they were going to take away the individual institution rankings, but if there was any institutions that wanted it, they would re-add it for that institution.
Oh, for the individual institution, right. Yeah, I can't. I totally can't find it now, Cornelia. I'm sorry. I definitely remember seeing it, though.
I'll look quick. I know it was from Stephanie.
No, agreed. It doesn't appear to be in SIG conveners or circ POs, though, I don't think.
It should be in an available channel somewhere.
It might have even been at something at a higher level, like, yeah. Oh, it's in general, Folio General.
In general,
Yeah, on
oh,
December
good.
22nd.
Found it.
Institution specific ranks field rank fields have been removed from feature templates. If you would like one restored, please reach out to me before February 13th.
Okay,
So,
thank you.
all right. Okay, back to user manual block by loan type. So manual block by loan type. So this one has not a lot going on here. Add new functionality in order to manually block users by loan type. So bl it must be block borrowing by users for a particular loan type. Library blocks the user for the circulation of the records with loan type reading room, but the user should be able to loan documents with other loan types.
Oh, it didn't
So
come from us. No, I
that did come from you?
it didn't. I
Oh,
thought
it
it said,
didn't.
yeah. I would say this is still useful. In fact, actually, it's something our use case, I mean, would be a little bit more specific. So we could block people from borrowing laptops. So if we had somebody who wasn't returning laptops on time, we could block them from that specific item type or loan
Okay.
type. And not block them from general usage. Because right now we have to block them from general usage, which requires a supervisor to come up, log in, go through that whole rigmarole, clear the block, and let them check out the books that they need.
Right.
But yeah.
All right, but it looks like this will need some more fleshing out.
Yes.
Definitely.
And this is probably a pretty big ticket too, because we're
Yeah, I
blocking.
think. Yeah, it seems like it would be. It's about blocking because it's manual, and there aren't really other the manual blocks are, yeah, you don't have. Let's see, they did a screenshot here. Oh, I guess you couldn't. Yeah, you can't really. It really is for everything, right? Like when you add a manual block, it blocks. All you can do is block these functions,
Yeah.
and they're proposing that you have a particular loan type you can block.
And I'm not even sure if I would do this for the UI. I think I would just do a multi-select or something instead.
Right,
But
not necessarily a checkbox.
yeah, I agree. I think this could be further fleshed out. Wait, am I know I'm automated blocks. I'm not sure if I'm manual blocks. This might still be under Anne, but it might also be under me too. So.
All right. So further refinement for that one. These are all like not this is like I feel like these are not really within our domain, the under behind the scenes things. Like
Yeah, that's back end.
this is back end stuff that we don't, I mean, yes, we think it's probably circulation, the only thing that's still using this pub sub,
Yes, the
you
circulation
know?
modules.
Okay.
Check in, check out, all yeah, fee fines, all that stuff
And
is
this
still
is the
here.
one that communicates on the back end from one app to another, is that right?
It was, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right now, what they have to do is they have to transfer the pub sub messages over to Kafka events because that's what the rest of the backend is using. But
Gotcha.
because circulation has multiple modules in it, it's still using sub to communicate between it. This is also one of the issues, like the fee fines that won't, the blocks that won't go away, and fee fines are cleared out. The root of it is pub sub.
And we're having trouble with these random not updating of requests. Like it updates an item status, but not the request status. You think that this might be implicated because there's basically two layers now that are doing it. Is that right? It's doing PubSub and Kafka.
Yeah, it's possible that it's related to PubSub.
Okay. So this one's ready for dev. It's open. It's not ours, so we can just call it ready for
Leave
dev.
it. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
it says the work won't be started for umbrella leaf.
Oh, it does say that? Won't be
Yeah.
started for
In
it?
the comment, no, won't.
Ugh. It's
Yeah, it's getting
postponed.
pushed around. This is getting, we wanted to do it in Trillium, but there was a lot of stuff that had to be done in Trillium instead. But it is on the list as a high priority. The problem is other things keep pushing it because even the depreciation of PubSub is probably going to take 2 Flower releases, according to our Vega backend devs. they're going to have to do kind of like the baseline work in one flower release and then actually hold appreciation in another flower release. Unless if we have like a long like dev cycle for a flower release, in which case we'll get it done in one. But this is going to be a massive amount of work because they literally have to touch every
Everything.
single signal and switch it over to Kafka.
Oi. All
And
right.
then it's like,
Well,
yeah.
hopefully we'll get there eventually. All right. Borrower filter is not working in API calls. Okay. Is this an individual reported bug?
Yeah, I'm
No,
not sure
this
why
looks
this
like.
is. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say the same thing. This looks like a bug that was put in wrong. I'm curious if it's still happening.
Yeah, it's, I don't, I can't, I'm not equipped to test it. Is anyone equipped to test it and decide whether it's still, this looks like it's back from 2023.
What is this?
I can give it a try. Could you
Okay.
put the ticket link in the chat?
Sure. Maybe. It's, my link is really crazy. Maybe I can just, can I get this link? I don't know if this will work. I will try this, Amelia.
I'm
Sorry.
jumping into it now because I'll get to crop in there. There
Yeah,
we go.
look at that. Ta-da. Success. All right, we're gonna have to look at, into that one. It does look like if it's still not working, it shouldn't be a UX prod, right? Isn't there a different bug structure?
There is, but if you looked at the comments on 2023, Stephanie said that this is not a bug, but instead a feature level work. She said searching by borrow hasn't been implemented yet. I'll move this into a feature.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, she already moved it to a feature. I see. Gotcha. All right. So, is this something that, I mean, obviously, these folks wanted it. I assume we should just leave this as further refinement. Or is it, I mean, it might be ready. I don't know what, if it needs more f refinement or not. I'm not in a, I don't know enough to know if it needs more.
I've put it in the spreadsheet as Amelia is going to check it.
And my
Right.
guess is it's probably still not working. I guess it would be this might be a question for the larger group. Is there anybody that is going to use this filter via the API calls or would want to use this filter via the API calls?
Yeah. And does the documentation say that it's supposed to work or not, I guess, is the other question. Well, Amelia, if you could check to see if it works, and then if not, if you could flag it either if you think that this is got enough information to actually develop this, it could either be RA underscore ready for dev or RA further refinement.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Add message guarantees via transactional outbox pattern. Okay. I'm going to need some help on this one. Phase two of, oh, this is pub sub deprecation. So this one is also, not, this is back end, so not ours.
And delivery guarantee is like a lot of messaging systems have different priorities. So there's like a general information message, which if it gets lost, it's no big deal. But you can assign a priority that's higher. So you have to receive a response back saying that the message was received and confirmed in order for the message to be
Yes.
cleared. Otherwise, it can be resent. I'm
Gotcha.
assuming that's probably similar to what that is.
Requests. Update language for consistency. Request page headers and action dropdown options are inconsistent around view, queue, and reorder, which can lead to user confusion. Requests.
Isn't this what we were talking about in RA a while back? Or similar?
View requests and reorder. It's current. I don't remember talking about this. I mean, I'm sure we did because this presentation was probably made. It looks like. Oh, it looks like it's just trying to make consistent where things, the language across all these. Okay, so does it look like it? I don't know if this is enough that it could be. It has also all these attachments. Is it ready for dev, or do you think it needs more? This is back
I
from
think,
2023 also.
yeah. I think this might be ready for dev because it looks like staff already did the mock-ups for it. It's a front-end only ticket, so it's just changing labels. That's 4407.
4407, yeah.
Let's start a message with Anne and dump this in there.
This one is a mod fee and not an UX prod. I'm not sure if we're skipping these. Did these end up in your spreadsheet or not, Cornelia? Probably not, right? I think we are just looking at UX prods because this is like a sub something. I don't know. It seems like a description that would be in a UX prod, like it's a feature request. Why is it in this module that is looks like it's not a UX prod? Any ideas about that? Again, this is my why they would do it this way in Jira is not clear. Well, we can. The same with this other one, customer requesting ability to delete requests once fulfilled. This one looks like it's ready for dev anyway. So I think that one we can skip over as well. All right. 4595 private requests. This is a, what you call it? Library of Congress. So we skipped those. Oh, this one says not. I love this. Not LOC. I guess it's, oh, it's TO, the first level one, but it is LOC. So we can skip that one. Folio only multi-tenant circulation feature flag removal. This is already in refinement. Oh, it's Library of Congress also. I think
This
some
is
of these
not
are ones that
in my list.
oh yeah, maybe they just picked it up. It's possible. Oh, it was updated 28 minutes ago. Somehow. Or actually it says January 4. Which was it? 28 minutes? Oh yeah. 4, oh, 4 p.m., not my time. Yeah, this is LOC, so it's not, it's also not ours. These that say LOC, I think we have been skipping because they're already in somebody's, they're already on someone's plate. This is Tom's. Currently, automated refund of lost item fees relies on their creation time to find fees created in scope of the same process. This looks like Tom's.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's lost item B.
Sorry. They're updating our test environment with a critical bug. Sorry, I was answering a message over
No,
there.
no worries. This one I think is needs, I mean, it looks like something that we need, but it's definitely needs more refinement.
Yeah, and this is a lot on the technical side. Which one is this? This is
It's
4698.
4698.
Okay.
It's definitely a tech back end situation.
Yeah, Alex wrote this. When did he write this?
It's from 23, no, 24, February 24, so a couple years ago.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we're almost at 2 years. That's young.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things.
let me ping. Why is it not letting me do this? Let's stop. Away. Sorry, Teams is being a brat with me. Let me ping in on it because I think this could actually help with something else I'm trying to do, which is I wanted to talk at the next fine fee meeting about, which is the claims return process. So I think this would
Gotcha.
actually could be rolled into that. But yeah,
All right.
I think, yeah, I'd like to get this back on our radar and have them actually do it.
All right. So it, I think it does, we're in further refinement on this one anyway, because it's not, it doesn't have quite enough. There's not a lot there.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it really is going to need it that much because it was a ticket that was written by Alex, who is our backend dev. If you
Oh,
go
okay.
down, there's a whole bunch of sub tickets. So a
Oh,
lot of
okay. So
other
maybe
devs,
it's.
yeah, it's probably, I think it's enough information that they, by looks of what
Oh.
I've seen there, it looks like he already kind of flushed out the necessary steps of what needs to be done.
Gotcha.
And this is probably a result of something that happened with another bug.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I'm going to actually link this to another ticket I have.
Okay. It's still in draft, that the top level one. It looks like all the sub tickets are open. So.
Yeah.
All right. Update request to include preferred first names. I assume this means on the back end, the request does not include the first name, so it can't be included in the any sort of notices. Is that? I would assume that's what that means. This is from 2024. I'm not sure if this needs any additional fleshing out or not. It's not, I mean, it's TBD. Discovered while investigating what? That site can't be reached. Okay. It is that site. Why can't you open that? All right. It can't apparently open it for some reason. What if I just click on it directly? Okay. Never mind. Oh, maybe it's the old, it's probably the old structure of the thing.
I just searched for that Jira. It's user's last name is displayed as undefined on request result list. So sort of
Oh,
tangentially related, but closed is
yeah.
done.
Oh, that one's done. Okay. But they're not including the preferred name in the requests. All right, so it looks, I can't really tell whether this needs anything more, like if it seems like a pretty straightforward thing, but I don't know if it needs use cases or anything like that. Why don't we put it in further refinement just so that it, I mean, it's still in draft, so it's going to have to be looked at and opened in any case. I'm also going to give it a request to label because it doesn't have one currently. Because at some point we can pull together things. I imagine one thing we will do when we start prioritizing is pulling similar types of work together so that we could cluster work under one umbrella feature to make it a little bit more efficient to get things done and not kind of pointing to individual tickets if they're related. All right, add configuration to circulation settings for default filter behavior in requests app. So we want, oh, thanks, Robert.
I'd say, I'd say leave this. And actually, this could be tied in. I'm not sure if there's any way to tag it to the new customization module.
Okay, so further refinement for this one, it will need. API endpoint for batch renewal. We know we need this. Did we? I feel like we already looked at this. I keep feeling like we look at ones that are similar to batch renewal, but does any? I swear we looked at one that was identical to this, but maybe.
It's probably the one that's linked there.
Oh. This one or
Yes, this one.
this one, okay. So they're very similar, but so this one definitely needs to be done. I don't know. It looks like it's been, it looks pretty close if it's not fully ready. And this is just one small piece of what is required for batch renewals. So I might say ready for dev, and it is not necessarily this one is on, or this cluster of features is on our priority list for batch renewal. So we would want to pull these all together to make sure that they get done together. Combine override notifications and checkout. Modify the response to include all necessary in the user, but not as a large block. Oh my gosh. This one looks like it needs more refinement, but I'm not sure. Oh, look. Well, they've made some subtickets. But there's a lot of questions. These are all the overridable blocks. Somebody spent a lot of time on this, Tom. This is an old one, from last May or May 24. We're getting close to the thing. So, do you think this one needs, it looks like there's a lot of questions still that would need to be answered for this one to be ready. Or do you think
Actually,
it's,
this one might be closable. It'll get readdressed because we're trying to get the override patron request functionality in place. So this is going to be part, this is would be part of it, but I'm
okay.
not sure. When talking to Dimitri on the front end, we already used a combined notification window, so this may
All
be
right.
on right anyways. So
Okay.
I think it can probably be ignored.
Do you think we should close it, or do you think we should?
I think RA can just probably ignore it for right now. If it comes up where it is something that does need to be addressed, I can loop it back, but I also let me chat with Anne too and see what she thinks. I also need to reread it fully to see exactly what this is suggesting, but I think it actually might be either ignored for a while or just closed. Yeah, this might actually just be able to be closed.
All right. This is a Tom one. Rename and breakout fee fine permissions.
Stop finding tickets that are for me.
I know. Well, you have a lot. You made a lot of these, so. So this is going to have to be refined in any case because it's in, it needs to be moved to the new
Yeah.
permission structure. So this one's got to be further refinement. Update many behaviors and fee fines to fall in line with current Folio standards.
That sounds like what I'm like too.
Definitely.
Let's see. Think this was that one day where I was bored and I was just running things.
Do you want to put these in further refinement? I mean, these are all going to potentially need to be updated as you revisit how fee fines work,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put that one in further refinement also. All right, I have a couple of these non-UX prod ones. Not bulk check-in from a list of barcodes or bulk change item status of checked out. Don't know what this bulk changed item status of checked out means. Seems like this could be done through the API if I don't know.
Is there anything
There's
else
nothing. This is
on
it.
there?
This is the extent of it. And it looks like it was an individual reporter who's now deactivated.
We should just leave
We should
this.
close this one. I think we should propose to close this one because if they're still like, if it's not somebody that's even,
I'm not sure what the change item status. Oh, sorry.
I don't know
I
what
think
this means.
Sri was from EBSCO. That's I
Okay.
don't know if I can verify that, but that's what I'm thinking. And we probably implemented South College and then filed this on their behalf.
Right.
I mean, bulk check-in does seem like something I've heard of requested elsewhere other than from South College. But I mean, you'd have to have the list of barcodes from somewhere anyway, so.
Right. Is there check-in through the API or no?
There is, but not a bulk check-in. Like it's individual items. It's check-in by barcode is the API endpoint. So, I mean,
But you could send it, but you could send the API a bunch of barcodes and it would check them in, yes?
you would have to do an individual call for each barcode.
Okay.
But you could script
But
it
you could
through,
script
right?
it and do that, right? Like
Yes.
it's not.
Yes, you could. I don't know if I would close this completely because I think you could file this under bulk edit as some of the functionality for circulation bulk edit, and that's probably where people are kind of like
Yeah.
Robert, he's kind of remembering hearing of this before. That's probably from bulk edit because I know they wanted to do like check in, check out, change due date. So I think this would fall under there. Whatever bulk
Yeah.
edit does for circulation, they're going to have to handle the business logic and the notifications that come up.
Right.
So I mean, I would
Really?
put oh, sorry, go ahead.
Is checking in and checking out really going to be included in bulk edit?
Bulk edit. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was more like change due dates, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I just remember Aaron getting very mad when they were talking about bulk edit and circ in those meetings. So I thought this was on the table. I mean,
I don't know. I'm sort of with Robert. Like, where
that
is this list of barcodes coming from? I don't know. Like, I would want to know more about the use case of whether or not, yeah, this.
I mean, if we keep it, it's definitely a low priority. I
Yeah.
can ask around and see if there are people involved in that implementation that know more, or if we've gotten more requests. But if the group wants to close it, I think that's okay too.
It has a support label, so I'm not sure if we are allowed to
Right, and it's a
close
circ.
it.
It's a circ 2135.
Yeah,
Like I can't
yeah.
even add a label to it. So I don't know, maybe you can, but we couldn't even add our label to it anyway. All right. Well, we can leave it
I can.
there for now. I don't, can you ch add a label to it or no, Cornelia? Because
I
I
can.
literally can't.
Yeah, I can add a label, but which one?
I know.
So I will
Come up with
sort
something.
of a
I mean, we could.
Yeah.
I have put a lot of stuff on a spreadsheet today, like Amelia will check it, Tom will check it. So
Right,
I put down Robert will check it.
Robert will check it. There you go.
Robert will check it. Nailed
Perfect.
it.
If it doesn't feel like it's something
No, I
needed,
can't put
feel free to do co close, RA intended to close.
I can, it is not in the spreadsheet because it's not a UX prod.
Oh, right. Exactly. All right, here's
Then
another one that's
just leave it.
not a UX prod. Prevent deletion of policies that are referenced by circ rules. This one we I think we've talked about something similar.
Yeah, and there's a whole bunch of these.
That are sort of validation within circ rules. So let's this one we if we can add it, let's just add I don't know if it needs further refinement or not. It's hard to say.
I'm
There's
looking
not a
at
lot.
like, is there even a delete option for rules? Which one is it?
Oh, this says needs more refinement. Right on it. All right. All right. More refinement.
Oh, okay.
Which policies, though?
Think. Oh, well, maybe that's what it needs to clarify. Possible back-end consideration. Environment needs to be updated behaviors. Okay.
Is there any link
All
tickets
of
to
the
this? All of the
policies, because if you delete a
policies.
loan policy, you could delete a fee fine policy. Like if it allows you to delete a policy and it's in the circ rules, wouldn't it break the circ rules? Right?
Yes.
Like if
Yeah,
it's
converts.
referencing something, it made it possible for you to, like, you can look up when you're doing a circ rule, look up what the policies are. They're right there. But if you delete one of them that's already in the circ rules, I don't think, I would think it would break.
It converts the name of the policy to the UUID, which no longer exists. So, but yeah, not as far as behavior, it looks for a policy and it doesn't find it. So.
But then what it does when you try to invoke said
Yeah,
sort of
right.
rule. I don't know. Like it
It
seems like
just
there's a
wouldn't fund
lot of
that one of those
downstream
things.
effects you would want to prevent that. Again, the priority of this may be low. Like it's good practice probably to check your circle rules before you delete a policy. But again, it's not.
Would be helpful, yes.
Yeah, it would be helpful. All right, removing fake patron users, optimizing users app UX in central and data tenants. So this is congressional request. This is LOC. Looks like. Oh my goodness. All right. Yeah. So we're going to leave it at Library of
Yeah.
Congress.
And that's being worked on anyway, so.
Yeah. All right, ECS with mod TLR enabled move requests. Is this LOC also?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Mediated requests,
LOC.
LOC. Canceling mediated requests, LOC?
LOC.
Yeah. ECS support move. This might be LOC. Wow, we're going to make a lot of progress through these. These are all file. Oh, these are all the same, like filed at the same time.
Yeah, this is a bunch of stuff for mediated requests that came in once LOC started using it.
Okay.
I mean, it will impact the rest of the community once this app becomes
Available, yeah.
available to everybody else. Although I'm not sure if these will be addressed before or after that, probably before.
This one doesn't have LOC labeled, but the
If
one
I remember
before.
right, the duplication functionality, all place requests from inventory.
Yeah, the duplicating does, but this one doesn't for some reason.
Some of these were just general. When Steph was going through doing the mediated request tickets, she was
Yeah.
writing a UX prod for each piece of functionality that they may want
I
in.
see. This one looks like it would need further refinement, but it's in part of that same chunk. This one is also LOC. Boy, these are fast. This 5069 is also LOC. Cornelia, let me know if you need me to slow down. So far, all of these are all Library of Congress. This one is not tagged such. But they're all related to title level requests and ECS.
That's kind of a back end.
Yeah, although it does seem like it might. I don't know if it needs more refinement or not.
I think we could should skip all those
Skip all the
ECS and
ECS
yes.
ones. Okay. Yeah, these, there's a lot of them. They go all the way down to 5091.
Yeah.
All right. Isn't this already in Sunflower? This reprinting a hold slip, a paging slip? I feel like I saw this.
I
Yeah,
Think
well, there's.
so.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Robert.
No, that's all. I think that does sound familiar to me, too.
You have to enable it if I'm right, though. There's a print functionality that was added for individual slips.
Right.
I don't know.
It sounds like this is. It though. I mean, if by hold slip they mean a paging slip or a pick slip, depending on what you call it,
Yeah.
then I'm quite certain I saw that this is available in Sunflower, I'm pretty
Ah, wait,
sure.
wait, that's why. This is a hold slip. Never mind. I don't think it is. Those are
Not a
paints.
prince.
There's a difference between
Oh,
page
this
and
is,
hold slips.
there is a functionality for paging there. Okay, sorry, I misread
Yes.
this.
Yes. So I'd say
But
this is
for hold,
probably.
okay, so this is open, so this one is ready for dev then. All right. We are making so much progress.
Wait,
I don't know. Oh,
wait, I
sorry.
didn't,
What?
I don't understand what this even is
This is
for.
only for hold slips, not for paging slips,
So it
which,
comes up when you check the item in at a different, or right at your service point, and then there's no way to get back to that page again.
Yes, you can check the item in again.
No. This is wrong functionality. So if you're in the request app at the top, you have to enable the functionality. If you're in the request app at the top there or in the drop-down button, there is a option for printing page slips, and that is the general functionality that everyone has. If you enable the ability to print hold slips, there's another menu option that is print, I think print search slips or print hold slips for it. It looks exactly like the other page slip.
Oh yes, it's for when you put hold on missing items.
Yes, exactly.
So
I
this
don't.
one is, it looks like it's ready for dev, though it is explaining exactly what there is, and it's already open, so.
Yeah. My understanding of that functionality, though, is that you can always go back and hit it because it doesn't change. It's like it's the same problem with page slips. I think this might, I don't know. This might be mislabeled. They might be just mean individual slips. So I think the title's slightly misleading as well, but
All right, well, let's stop here. 5121 is going to be our next one. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. So we will start with that next time. All right. I can't recall if we have an agenda on Monday or not. I don't think we have anything yet.
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
So should we just cancel?
If we don't have anything, we could go ahead and cancel it. We have the only thing I have right now. Will you have a fee fine meeting next Thursday, Tom?
I mean, I
Okay.
actually, if you want Monday, I have a question that could probably be for the broader group of for fee fines and policy changes. So, I mean, if you want to have a meeting on Monday, we could chat about that on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that. If I make an agenda, will you throw it in there? Okay. And I also wanted to just kind of welcome everybody back to the new year, but also we want to start thinking about if there is anyone who's interested in co-convening down the road. We're always looking for folks to help out. So I might kind of float that idea early in the year so that we are not. So that people can start thinking about All right, well, why don't we hold it? And it might be a shorter meeting, but we can still have it. And if anything comes out, I can send out a call for agenda items on Slack as well to see if folks have anything. All right, thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.